There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Exactly 7 past the hour on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Who's this guy?
Every
why
day.
Why do I have it like 3 seconds before?
You know what?
We're early. You're 3 seconds out.
I'm the only American on the staff right
now. Eight.
Wait a minute. Hold it. I'm here.
Guys, say hello to our friend Molly Page, who's with us. And she joins us earlier in the show. But Akos, we wanted to keep her around to let her say a boot.
Because you're speaking proper English, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am. That's the way we go. We still have the U's in our about.
Right, and that's pronounced correctly. About.
So Molly's not even... Molly, have you even been to Canada? By the way, Doug will be here in just a second.
Sure he will.
I have not actually officially been to Canada, but I grew up in northern Montana, kind of right at the border.
That's close enough.
And I think we speak properly. I don't really hear it. Except other people love to point it out.
We get out and about, Aaron.
Out and about.
What did Doug, you have to go do something else?
I think that you need to mind your own P's and Q's. as far as I'm concerned.
Doug is the only guy amongst us who has a Canadian name.
How's that? Stefan?
Dudley. Dudley.
As in Do-Right.
Dudley. Yeah. Do-Right.
The Canadian hero
of our
police.
Nation. Yes.
Right. Well, there is another Doug Stefan who is a Canadian. Richie and I talked to him a number of years ago. He's a professor at the University of Winnipeg in Canada. And when you go, if you Google Doug Stefan, you will find two of them. One of them is me, and I'm not really Doug, because Dudley, as you pointed out, is my middle model. Did you know that Dudley was my given name?
I didn't. Yes. That's a cool name.
Yeah. Isn't that hot, Molly?
Honestly, it kind of is.
Yeah, okay, you guys, calm down. Akos, I don't even think Richie. Akos has seen me in my underwear. I'm not sure that Richie even has.
I'm the only guy amongst us that's actually seen him in his underwear. Yeah.
Thank God.
And you know what? It was a week ago today. As sad as it is for me to bring myself back to a week ago today when I was down there with you fellas, and what was the result of what happened there? Week ago today, it seems like an eternity in a way, but yet isn't it amazing what happens in the course of a day? Well, it's only a moment, you know, when somebody here one moment and gone the next, and it's one of the great lessons of life that we learn, and we learn it over and over again as we lose people and realize. I remember when my father died, I realized that I was at the end of whatever line of defense there was. It's now me. When you have a father, you have a grandfather, maybe a great-grand... All those people, as they die, or grandmothers, okay, there still is somebody in front of me. Now there's nobody in front of me anymore.
We never thought of it that way. Now I'm thinking it that way now.
I'm not trying to be macabre.
No, I'm just saying because when my dad passed away, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not... I got my older brother.
So no barricade.
I got one little shield of defense there. Yeah. But when he's done.
Yeah. And I think in my heart of hearts, the things that we love the dearest, we never want to... When I found Charlotte in the back of my car, I was in complete denial. Her body was lifeless. We took her out of the car. We put her on the grass. We tried to revive her. I gave her mouth-to-mouth. John Patch, who's on your staff there, Akos and John, he, because he does a radio program that's for pets and has been around, he's a wonderfully sensitive guy who really does know, and we rubbed and did all of the things while he tried to find a place to bring the dog. And I will tell you something else that impressed me. I think most everybody who's listening knows that when I was in Tampa last week with Akos and John, that Charlotte died in the car. We went to the this emergency vet care place down the street. Couldn't get there fast enough to sue me, but we got there, and they said after a few minutes that she wasn't going to be revivable. But they sent me a card. And I thought it was the most, it was the wonderful, all of the people, and isn't this, you know, I don't know whether it's because of me and what happened, because of the circumstances that they felt, maybe they do it for everybody, but it was a wonderful touch. These people all sort of in the half, I mean, we weren't there for more than, what, 45 minutes, guys?
Maybe
there, that long. The people that ran it were so touched by whether it was her, what they could tell about her, even though she was not revivable, there was an energy between her and me, perhaps. I mean, they.
Yeah, I think anyone could have told or could have seen how much you cared, yeah. How much you you adored your pet, you know, your dog. You know.
Yeah.
I could see it, and we'll see it. I think I'm sure they did as well.
But they must do this though in a place like that. How many dead dogs and cats do they have in the course of a day
in Florida? Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, cats have
right.
a lot.
I mean, my pal Cole in Los Angeles, Bill Carlson, who'd taken such great care of Charlotte over the years, that he. He reckoned when he sent me the email. He said that I didn't know about how they in the office referred to her. They called Charlotte Joan of Arc. When he sent me that email the other day, he referred to everybody in the office called her Joan of Arc because they never saw a bulldog that old. And the fact that she was so strong, in the main, it was kind of an interesting tribute. But she never left anybody without an impression. There was always an impression of Charlotte. And you guys didn't even really know her. She wasn't really, I don't think, you. I introduced you to her, John, when I came in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It was still dark, and Acros didn't see her other than jumping in out of the car, you know, me walking around out in the middle of the night in my underpants down the street.
I wish we still had pictures of that.
Yeah, my neighbor has questions. Bill came over, my neighbor, and goes, what's the wheel?
That's the story of that. Yeah. Right. Anyway, God bless her. And Molly's a big dog person as well. So I wanted Molly to stay here, not necessarily to contribute anything that is along the lines of what we do here in My Cool Inventions, but because she's such an oat in a boater. And
I appreciate the company.
Well, what does Molly do?
Yeah. Yeah, Molly, what do you do?
What do you do, Molly?
Molly's a radio pro.
Yeah, I hang out.
Really?
I talk to Doug.
Right.
That's what I do.
But listen to that. She hangs out. Now, she's from Montana. Why do you sound like that if you come from Montana?
She's
what is there?
In L.A. I mean,
yeah, lives in L.A. Or, yeah, pretty
it's
much.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
It's a mystery of the universe.
You know, your parents were not Canadian, right?
No, they were from Brooklyn.
Well, I didn't do that.
And we had a cattle ranch in northern Montana.
The more south you get, I think what happens, the more south you get, I notice that the language changes. I guess, it's funny how the dialect changes the more south you get.
The more south you get than Canada, or where you live?
Well,
I lived in Minneapolis-St. Paul.
He was in Minneapolis-St. Paul, and John lived more north than I lived.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I don't have an accent. I don't have any
of course you don't.
A Minnesotan, and I don't, I don't say don't.
Oh, but
don't.
There's a certain professionalism that is required. I had a New England accent you cut with a knife when I went to college, and I lost it for the most part. Every once in a while, you hear a little of it here and there. Richie tells me. I catch myself every once in a while. But it becomes how you work it out. It becomes consciousness, if in fact you want to work it out. If you don't want to work it out. But I'm trying to figure out how it is. Where do those things, the dialects, no matter what they are, why do people who live in the South sound the way they do? Why do people in New England sound the way they do? Why do people who live in Canada or in Montana or Minnesota or whatever, why Baltimore?
It's the nationalities
of the people who were rooted there?
That rooted there,
it's environmental, I'm sure.
Really?
It's sure it's your surroundings.
No.
Maybe it's in the south part. You had to get a little slower.
No. I don't buy that for a minute. Here's
go to northern Minnesota.
Acros has roots in Hungary, right? Isn't that where you're?
Yeah.
Hungary.
I do so.
Okay. So I have a friend, his name John Pericall, who comes from Toronto. He's Indian. And he is the same as you. Richie, if you call him up and put him on the air, he's the exact same as you are. He sounds, when he says, out and about, it's the way, for whatever the reason, that's how you people sound.
Well, I guess school, I guess elementary school, you people.
You people.
I got that.
That's the Rush Limbaugh
us people
thing, yeah.
Us people.
You think
people.
About this, though. Then, like, you go to northern Minnesota, you go to Fargo, or you go to even North Dakota, South Dakota, a lot of Swedes, a lot of Norwegian people actually, you know, migrated to that part of the United States.
Yeah.
And there is the thick accent up in those areas, some of the country and rural areas. Outside of the cities, yeah, it all sounds like that. But in the cities, you have more like what I, you know, how I sound.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well,
I think it's the French influence in Canada. I think it's a little bit of the French influence.
Is that French? Yeah,
that probably, you guys, I think the out and about, I think it's leftover residual, some of the French pronunciations. I think that's how we get it
really?
In Canada. Huh. You know, Canada was actually originally a French country. Then the British came along.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the way the British...
Piled them on the ship, to put them around the corner, and put them in Louisiana.
Yeah.
That's basically how that happened.
Sent them down their boat on the Mississippi, and now they're in New Orleans, way down yonder in New Orleans.
You know, Cajun means Canadian, right?
Does it?
Yes, Canadian. It does. Go look it up. Canadian. It's the French Canadian. It's how you say Canadian.
So it's now no longer Cajun food. It's Canadian.
I'm looking it up.
Can I go look it up?
I got the story. Okay. Listen. All right. So while Akos pulls everybody's leg, we'll pause in the action here for a moment. Later on, we have Richard Marks joining us, who has an interesting vehicle.
He's
not
right.
That Richard Marks.
He's right.
He's right. French Canadian.
Dictionary of Canadian Biography.
French Canadian.
Okay. So Akos is right again. 18 after on My Cool Inventions.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road. The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heel on Wheels. Wait. Heel on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico Park, right? Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online and 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal service.
Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen along with Akos Jankura and John Cremens. And a hello and a tip of the hat to Stephen Gagnon, who's listening and friends with us on Facebook. My Cool Inventions has a Facebook page, has a great website. We are going to meet Richard Marks and the story of a new vehicle. He's our inventor of the day. How did James Keyes do yesterday, John?
Actually, 67%.
Okay. So what was the failure there? There was a failure, obviously, at 67%. Something didn't work. Akos, what do you think was the problem with the live voting app? Did it too expensive or hard to figure out or what?
I think the... it's out there.
Is it there?
John and I were always, we came off air, we were debating, is this a Me Too? I mean, we're using one called Polls Anywhere. Then we did a little Google search. There's a lot of these things. He's got a lot of money tied up into it.
Yeah, he went 110, he told us, or something like that.
We didn't know where he was headed to that. Yeah. But I think it was a Me Too. I mean, maybe it was a new invention a couple years ago.
I felt he was a little early in development because, I mean, there were questions I was trying to ask him that I was kind of hoping he'd be able to have answers for immediately, and there were a lot of them he had to defer.
Really?
I don't think he was even really sure, of how I could actually manipulate that, put that into a mobile app outside of the mobile app that he has. And I guess it was just, those kinds of questions. So I'm wondering whether if he didn't develop it or did he just come up with an idea and had a bunch of, software developers make it for him, and then he thought he could monetize it by making it into what he was trying to do yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's what some of them do. I mean, some apps are developed that way.
We have a couple of thousand people every day who are voting. When you hear the inventor of the day, you may want to follow that. We have thousands of people who are voting every week on the Dream Big America contest, which is a culmination 4 days a week in this hour. We have inventors and entrepreneurs come on to present their pitch for a minute, tell us a story. We get into their heads a little bit, find out what it is they're really thinking, how can we help them, that sort of thing, bringing the next new inventors and entrepreneurs to the surface. And then the culmination of this is to have three folks come on Friday in the Dream Big America contest. They have 2 minutes to pitch. And then you can vote on the information that you find out about them at dreambigamerica.us, which profiles all of their inventions and ideas and businesses and themselves. And so you vote on them, and we get winners every week, and there are thousands of people that participate because they think this is cool, and we're happy about that. This whole business goes way back. I mean, think about the invention of whatever. And I've always had this in my vocabulary. You guys tell me what you think. The difference between a discovery and an invention. For example, is fire something that was invented or discovered?
Discovered.
Discovered. Okay. Yeah. So in Akos's mind, what's the difference between a discovery or an invention?
I see it like a PhD thesis. You have to sort of come up with something and defend your theory, right? So
As an inventor.
Uh-huh. I think just finding something in the forest is not an invention. It's a discovery. Mm-hmm. If you have to create something, you have to create something.
Right. So is the wheel a discovery or an invention?
That would be an invention because there's no wheel with a little axle kicking around out there. Somebody had to put them together, and somebody had to realize you could go forward with it. So I think that would be an invention.
Right. All right, so then let's go just one step further. We've got about a minute here. This would be something to maybe spend a little time on every day to get perceptions and maybe give people ideas. Is transportation, the idea of transporting, is that an invention or an idea?
So that would be an invention, of course. That would be an invention.
Any means of transportation is an invention.
Any means of transportation.
So a horse is an invention.
A horse.
Well, a horse is a means of transportation. Yes?
Or transporting mail. This is the anniversary of the Pony Express today.
Nice tie-in. Horse, he's got me on horse. I don't know what to do with horse.
Well, I wasn't trying to trick you. I just was thinking about it as I do thinking out loud. As Richie would be happy to tell you, most of my good thinking is done when my mouth is open. And I'm just to think, wait a minute, there's a horse. What about a horse? Is a horse, of course. But you'll remember, there are more, and you're a horse man, so I'll protect you with this one, Akos. There are more horses, patoots, than there are horses, so just keep that in mind. 28 after on My Cool.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Which for many people is having their own business, having the independence of being on their own. We're all independent businessmen here and women, such as they are or we are. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. Goes back to the early, I was just trying with Akos Jankura and John Cremins to discover what, now I asked Akos about certain things before we get to our inventor of the day, Richard Marx. John, the things that in terms of timelines, history, and how inventions have come to the surface. What was it? Electricity, for example, is something that is discovered or invented. I think electricity's always been there. You just had to figure out a way to harness it, right?
Yeah, harnessing the electricity was the invention.
Right.
Good friend Tesla, great Austrian-Hungarian guy.
Tesla.
Tesla, yeah.
Is that where the name of the car came from?
Well, he was, yes, I believe so. They used his name as the car, but he was, he's one of the geniuses of all time. And not a very good businessman, but absolute genius. And some of the even Star Wars type of things that Reagan was trying to do was actually some of Tesla's inventions.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing. What we are focused on here, My Cool Inventions Radio, is aimed at helping people take an idea and bring it to the next phase. You may have already marketed it somewhat. You may have had some success, but this is a way for more people to hear about it and for you to become more successful. Because that really is, when it gets right down to brass tacks, I wonder, when reading Napoleon Hill's book, which I gave to John. John, did you read it yet?
Yes, you did. Yeah, it's already started.
Yeah, it's fascinating stuff. So the idea of taking this one thing and moving it up the ladder to another level is something that is fascinating in as how you figure out how to do it. And there's no sense in you reinventing the wheel. We were talking about that earlier, where the wheel came from. Let's help people become more successful, as Napoleon Hill did by writing that book and underscoring what Carnegie did and some of the other people who became very successful. How do you do it? There's a way, there's a process, and that's what ACOS has been through when it comes to selling these sorts of things in the traditional marketplace. He knows how to do it. John is a student because he is experienced, not only as a student, but he's experienced because he had the experience for 28 years of selling this, so he could teach anybody how to do it. And that's why we bring all these skills together. I'm not a bad pitchman, but I also am, because I love business, I love small business, I love to encourage people to go into it. That's why this makes a great fit. So without further ado, let's bring Richard Marks in here and see what sort of invention he's got, what sort of a businessman he is, and see where we can go with it. Go ahead, guys.
So Richard Marks has the EcoV automobile. Looks like an electric car, and I have questions for him to see what's different between electric cars that we know and electric car that he has invented. But it got my attention, Doug. You can recharge your car for 50 cents of power and goes up to 40 miles. That's really? My attention. 50 yeah. cents for 40 miles. I'll trade you that all day long.
Yeah, right.
Richard, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's quite an honor to be here.
You don't know the half of it, Richard.
So tell us about the EcoV car. What's different about this car versus, say, some of the cars that we see on the road, like the Volt and the Toyota thing and what all those other cars? Yeah.
Sure. EcoV is a different class of automobiles. You know, our traditional cars we are all used to go 100 miles an hour. They go 300 miles and it'll fill up. They're very expensive. They require
maintenance. It's called a Range Rover.
Well, sure.
300 miles is about it on a tank there. Yeah, you can get it up to it. Who drives 100 miles an hour, though? That's what I... Can you drive any of these electric cars? Has Tesla made a car that goes 100 miles an hour? Can you do that with that thing?
Oh, yeah. Tesla will go way faster than that. But, oh, really? But our point is that in everyday use, in and around a city or on a farm, you don't need a vehicle that does all those things. There's a class of vehicles that the Federal Motor Vehicle Safety Standards has created called low-speed vehicles. And that is the starting point for my company. These are products today that are basically enhanced golf carts. But EcoV is a car. It is not a golf cart. You know, we're going to do crash testing on it to ensure that it's safe. It's very durable. It's very roadworthy. It's fully enclosed. It's a little car. And it doesn't, you know, roll over 15 miles an hour like a golf cart.
So Richard, you determined that, I would assume that, you know, most Americans or most people don't really drive that far in their daily lives, right?
That is
correct. Why you've got a range of anywhere from 25 to 40 miles on this?
That's our base vehicle. We are working on a lithium battery technology that will allow you to buy increments of range up to 320 miles.
Oh,
so
okay.
Range will never be an issue with our product, but our base vehicle starts off, you know, 25 to 40 miles of range, and that works for the majority of the customers that we're looking at.
What about speed? What you know, to get that kind of range? Well, what speed? What average speed would that be?
The law requires us to operate no faster than 25 miles per hour. We're street legal on roads 35 and slower, which is why this works great on college campuses and city urban areas. You know, if we approach the post office about a city mail truck, you know, a city mail truck goes 10 miles a day on an average, you know, and it's all in the city, so it never goes above 25. It would be perfect for them, and it would save them a whole lot of money.
So what we have is a low speed vehicle, kind of like a much improved golf cart, but it's in a car shape, and you can go 25 to 40 miles a range with it, and you say it drives about 25 miles an hour, correct?
Yep.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's just get your pitch out of the way, because we have some questions. So we're going to give you 60 seconds to pitch the Echo V vehicle. You're going to get 60 seconds to win over our listening audience, and it's all about the listener here. And listener,
okay.
Vote, please. So what you got to do is go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, go thumbs up or thumbs down for Richard Marx's Echo V vehicle. That's thumbs up or thumbs down on mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button. Or if you're out and about, text us. Text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down, all one word, don't leave a space, all one word, to 22333. So text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or go online, vote on mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down, and you can always phone us at 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. Just say the word thumbs up or thumbs down. Richard, we're looking forward to your pitch. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
We are Environmental Transportation Solutions. Our invention is EcoV Electric. We design, sell, and manufacture a family of city urban-based electric vehicles. EcoV is designed, sourced, and assembled in America. EcoV is an affordable, safe, versatile 8-model family of multi-use vehicles that saves you 70% over a gas car. EcoV is ideal for commercial fleets and private use. Priced at $11,999, EcoV never needs to go to a gas station. For 50 cents, it's charged and ready to go. Some fleet applications include city mail delivery, universities, military bases, private users in retirement and resort communities, and city urban families will love EcoV. We have a production intent prototype. Log on to EcoVElectric.com. Watch our videos. EcoV is 90% complete, but needs funding to start production. We are offering a $10 million round private placement for equity in our company. Please contact us for more information. Thank you very much.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
So, if you like Richard Marx's EcoV vehicle, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, thumbs up or thumbs down. You're the shark. You decide who has the next $100 million idea. Richard, so we got a $12,000 automobile doing 25 miles an hour, goes up to 25 to 40 miles. What's it like inside? Like, what kind of, like, does it feel like a car? Does it feel like you have, like, cup holders and air conditioning? And what things can you do with the electric motor?
Yeah, it's very much like a car inside. You can see actually the interior on some of our videos, but it's
couldn't
got
run air conditioning in a certain.
We don't have air conditioning. We have a ventilation system.
Yeah, it's called a window.
And the windows roll down, fully enclosed. It's waterproof. You know, the interesting thing about our four-passenger sedan is that the rear seats, you actually face rearward, so that's kind of cool for kids and even adults. But the seat folds over, and it becomes a little small utility
vehicle. So what makes it cost $12,000?
Well, that is our intellectual property. We are a very strongly based automotive company. We understand where all of the landmines and all the tricks are in the automotive business, and we figured out how to do this without spending $1 billion.
Richard, I would assume that on a vehicle like this, if you're going to put a body on top of what, you know, could be somewhat like a golf cart in a way, what kind of materials are you using?
I'm sorry, what kind of
materials? I'm thinking about the structural.
What do you make it out of? Is the chassis made out of steel?
Is it lighter? I mean, what do you use?
Yeah, it's a all-welded tubular steel roll cage and space frame, and that's why we can do crash testing on this vehicle. It's built very similar to the way a race car is built. You know, and that is so vastly superior to a golf cart. You know, you can't survive any accident.
Well, in order to get DOT certification for a car like this, you have to, if you're going to, this car is going to be available for use on the road. It's got to be roadworthy. And the DOT is going to require the doors to be a certain strength, and you're going to have the chassis do this and other stuff do that. So maybe that's another reason for it costs $12,000, because some of the things the government requires, some of them make sense, some of them don't, the usual government stuff. It still adds to the bottom line of what it costs you to build a car or to make it so that you can actually sell. You can make anything, but can you sell it? They won't let you sell it unless it meets their specs, right?
That is true to some extent. The low-speed vehicle regulations are two pages. The rest of the FMVSS safety standards that car makers have to deal with their high speeds, it's like 700 pages.
Really?
So we aren't by law.
But if you get hit by, if I run into your car with my Range Rover, there's not going to be much less of it. If in two pages of whatever it is that, you know, it sounds like heaven, actually. If you only have to deal with two pages of government regulations, that's great. But I would think somebody's going to be asking, okay, what happens if there's an accident?
Well, that's where we're going to do the crash testing. Hmm. We're going to do the crash testing. We're going to do front, rear, side, and roof crush.
Good.
So how many things you have made so far?
Well, this is our fourth generation prototype. And, you know, the prototypes are relatively easy to develop. They're not inexpensive to develop, but to go to production, there is tooling required.
Yeah.
We
got about a minute left.
Okay.
So who's put money into this? You sound very proud of you. Who's put the dough in?
We've got about $1 million of private investment so far. I put a lot of money into it, but the next step is to go to the $10 million where we can complete the engineering, do the.
How are you going to do that? You're going to do a crowdfund?
Sourcing everything.
How are you going to get the money? Crowdfunding?
Well, we don't like crowdfunding because we really don't want to deal with, you know, 10,000 investors. You'll spend, I think, your entire life trying to get crowdfunding.
If you give me your car, they'll give you $12,000. Fine, people give you $12,000. There's enough environmental people around.
That would work.
That's the way to do that. And I'm being facetious. I think, because don't you think, John, that there are enough people around that would buy call up Ed Begley and have him be the spokesperson for it? You can sell a ton of them like that.
Yeah.
All right, so if you like this idea, pretty intriguing, actually, text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333 or dial 888-877-0490 or vote on mycoolinventions.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Achoo! Bloomer's Deli Woman has at least one drawer closet or box overflowing with beauty products, instantly applauded and outdated routines. This spring, why not get organized and replace tired products with something better? Here with more is beauty expert Nikki Williams. Nikki, what important steps can women take to freshen up our spring beauty routine?
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can add another name to the list of official presidential candidates. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. At age 43, he's the youngest of the announced candidates to this point. First-term Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida officially launched his presidential campaign yesterday with a rally in Miami, saying political change is needed in Washington.
Before us now is the opportunity to author the greatest chapter yet in the amazing story of America. But we can't do that by going back to the leaders and ideas of the past.
That seemed to be a reference to Hillary Clinton, who announced her Democratic presidential candidacy this past Sunday. Rubio then made it perfectly clear he was talking about Hillary Clinton when he said this.
A leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday. Yesterday is over.
As for Hillary Clinton, she's spending the next 2 days in Iowa holding a series of roundtable discussions. So, is that it for presidential campaign announcements? Not by a long shot. Many more Republicans are expected to announce their candidacies in the coming weeks or months. There may even be another Democrat or two going up against heavy favorite Hillary Clinton. And just in case you're crossing off the days until November 8, 2016, Election Day, we have 574 days to go. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower yesterday, ending a three-day rally. The Dow dropped 81 points, closing at 17,977. NASDAQ lost 8 points. S&P down 10. The most commonly used drug in the country relieves pain and might dampen emotions as well. There's a new study out on acetaminophen that finds it can flatten both positive and negative emotions. Earlier research found acetaminophen works on psychological as well as physical pain. Now, researchers at Ohio State University have found study subjects who took acetaminophen didn't feel the same highs and lows as subjects who took a placebo. The study is published online in the journal Psychological Science. The annual airline quality ratings report is out. And when it comes to on-time performance, baggage handling, customer complaints, and involuntary bumping, all 12 of the nation's top airlines did poorly in 2014, logging the worst score since 2009. This revelation comes as a shock to so many of us who thoroughly enjoy the air travel experience. Yes, that's sarcasm. And finally, you may have heard of the Walenda family. For seven generations, the flying Walendas have performed stunts that have not only been death-defying, but in some cases actually led to death. Nick Walenda, a seventh-generation member of this famous family, has braved the elements of Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon, and a pair of Chicago skyscrapers with his high-wire act. Yesterday, he announced that later this month, he will walk on the giant observation wheel known as the Orlando Eye in Orlando, Florida, while it's in motion with no safety devices.
I'll actually begin to walk on that rim, and the eye will begin to spin, and I'll walk from there to pass a series of cars to another car, which is where I'll climb back in.
Now, this is 400 feet high, walking on a wheel that is spinning.
So I have to keep up. If I have any missteps, I can't stop and catch my balance. I've got to keep up with that wheel.
Walenda says he is getting paid for this, but he's also doing it to pay tribute to generations of Walenda family members. He admits this daredevil stunt is a bit different than others he has performed.
It's stepping out of my comfort zone, if you will. So there are definitely a lot of nerves involved, but a lot of thrill and a lot of excitement.
This observation wheel walk is scheduled for 2 weeks from tomorrow, April 29th. I'll tell you this, if I'm able to get out of bed in the morning and make it to the kitchen without stubbing my toe, that is a daredevil stunt. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.